your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Two Laguna Beach women whose life's work is in Nepal are now confronting a new hurdle following Saturday's devastating earthquake. Damage to the orphanage Kahari that Christine Casey helped build for 25 poor children in Kathmandu has forced the founder and the children to take shelter in the home of a board member. Casey left Laguna in February on her annual trip. Through intermittent dispatches, she reported over the weekend that they are all safe, but food supplies and uncontaminated water is already in short supply. Little is known about most of the 48 remote Nepali villages that local Rosalind Russell has populated with donated goats over the past decade. But at least six people have died in the village of Wojathar, closer to the epicenter, where homes of all 600 residents have disintegrated. She says only Top of the World School Nepal, which opened in 2009, with funds donated by Russell's R-Star Foundation, survived the quake. Both Casey and Russell are temporarily suspending any expansion of their programs to fundraise for recovery efforts. Those interested in protecting Laguna's historic buildings will have an interest in hearing tonight to review a first draft of changes to the Historic Preservation Ordinance. It's the top of the agenda for the Heritage Committee, which meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers. The ordinance will go through several more hearings before it's considered by City Council. Boys in first through fifth grade can check out the fun adventures of joining a Cub Scout pack during an open house tonight. Scout Pack 35 invites newcomers to attend their pack meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Tankersley Hall in Laguna Presbyterian Church. Scouts will be treated to a planetarium show and learn about planets, stars, and constellations in the night sky. The Orange County Community Foundation raised $1.8 million for Orange County nonprofits during iHeart OC Giving Day, the first ever countywide day of giving held last Tuesday. Laguna Beach participant nonprofits received $89,535 of that total. The goal was to inspire members of the community to show their love for local nonprofits by donating to their favorite charity. A total of about 6,000 donations were made in just 30 hours to 347 organizations. The biggest beneficiaries last week were the Laguna Art Museum, Pacific Marine Mammal Center, and the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, respectively. We unfortunately did not register in time, so if you missed your donation to KX93.5, well, go online now and become a member to our nonprofit station. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.